Wake Up Crew, WGNS. Wake me up before you go, go. Take me dancing tonight.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Wake Up Crew. It's Wednesday, June 11th. It's Hump Day and episode 1676. And we do remind you that it's 3 days until Flag Day and 4 days until Father's Day. And then we're approaching the 4th of July countdown after that. That'll be here before you know it.
Mm-hmm.
And then those people that have been vacationing from school, all of a sudden they'll be going, oh, no, school's just around the corner. It goes fast.
So
that's not my day anymore to get depressed. Mine's August 1st.
Okay.
That's when
The
football schedule starts to come out and that kind of thing. I still got to make my decision. I haven't quite made it yet.
You want me to do the schedule earlier this year?
Yeah, you probably ought to, because I'm going to pick the games, my personal games that I'm going to go to.
I see.
Yeah, well. Got to save on the old knees. So.
Get all the good use out of them you can.
No. I'm thinking about doing the pregame show here and, you know, talking to you guys from the stadium.
Hmm.
Then I can come back for the postgame show after dinner. You know, a couple other things I need to do, some errands or whatever.
You won't like that.
No, I won't. I won't like it. So I guess better not do it at all.
Friday Night Thunder is returning.
Yeah, that's good news.
Postgame show. So at least we'll have some good scores and stuff in postgame. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, and
Southern Middle Tennessee football.
So. And at least we'll have to get off the air at a certain time.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, you tend to drag a little, you know?
I don't. We've got a lot to do in the postgame show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All the replays and the stats, and all those stats that you
do. We have to do replays?
Yeah.
So I have to hear you doing replays.
Well, it's just a recap of the score. Scoring, yeah.
Yeah. I just seen, man. I don't know. I've got to still make my decision. I haven't made my decision yet. It could be just baseball and softball for me.
Really?
Wait, yeah. I might miss some basketball games, too. It just depends. But anyway, enough about me. I did want to mention Loretta Swit passed away, and I don't know that we discussed that. She was on MASH. She played Hot Lips Houlihan, and she passed away, I think, about last week. But I just caught it again today and wanted to, you know, say a little something about that. And that was a good show. I kind of lost touch with it after the first 2 or 3 or 4 years. They changed people, and it got really serious a lot more serious at times.
They took a lot of, political hot takes of the time, I think, because it was during the Vietnam War, and it was based there.
Korean War. And the funny, it was on for 10 years. The Korean War didn't last, you know, that long.
So I think their hot takes were about war and stuff, and the Vietnam War was going on. That's probably a better way to put it.
It was right after. It was toward the end of the Vietnam War. Yeah, very, very close.
Let's see. It ran from 72 to 83.
Yeah.
Didn't realize it had 11 seasons, 251 episodes.
Yeah, it was longer than. The war itself, the Korean War that they were in, supposedly. But there aren't very many remaining members of that. I think Hawkeye is still alive, and Gary Berghoff, and Jamie Farr, and I can't think of his name, Mike something. He's married to Shelley Fabre. He's still alive, but I think that's pretty much it that are still that are still with us.
Alan Alda,
Mike Farrell.
And you mentioned Jamie Farr and Gary. Mike Farrell.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. So
of the main cast.
Yeah. So anyway, a lot of guest stars came through that show too. I mean, there were a lot of people that appeared as colonels or some shape, form, or another, and it was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, this, like, Ned Beatty was on there.
Yeah,
I mean, this is a list of
Ron
of
Howard.
Everybody. Yeah, yeah.
But
I mean, just a who's who, really.
And the first 3 to 4 years, I thought were the best years. When Trapper left, I think it lost a little bit. With B.J. Honeycutt, Mike Farrell came on, I think it lost a little something. But anyway, rest in peace. 6:17.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We could see some patchy fog around for this morning. Otherwise, today mostly sunny with a high around 89. Patchy fog could develop again tonight, falling back to around 65 with partly cloudy skies. We could see that patchy fog lingering into Thursday, too, with a mix of sun and clouds, a hot day high around 90. More clouds push in as we look ahead toward Thursday night, dropping back to around 70. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
Come on over and save here at the ReStore. We have new product in the store. Come on down if you're looking for sheets or comforters or pillows. It will be great for MTSU students.
We got it!
Hurry over to the Habitat ReStore.
If you're in that painting job, we do have new paint and also painting supplies. So we got all your brushes and anything you may need.
Great for doing home projects.
We are open to the public.
Shopping at the ReStore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one, probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
At Wilson Bank and Trust, we believe you shouldn't have to choose between personal service and digital solutions. This is Andy Jakes with Wilson Bank and Trust. As your local independent bank, we're proud to offer the relationships and trusted service you expect, along with the tools and technology that keep you moving forward.
Wilson Bank and Trust, here to get you there.
Whether you're a growing business, buying a home, or planning for the future, we're here to help. Because this isn't just where we work, it's where we live, too.
Wilson Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Hey, Jim, where'd you source out those maters from?
Right out of my field. Still had mud on them this morning.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro, on John R. Rice Boulevard.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market. No middlemen, just local hands and local dirt.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Cincinnati Reds won their fifth straight game, 1-0 at Cleveland. Winning pitcher Andrew Abbott, now 6-1, threw a complete game three-hitter. Detroit won 5-3 at Baltimore. The Mets came back for a 10-inning win against Washington, 5-4. Boston and Milwaukee with victories. Yankees won 10-2 at Kansas City. 24th homer of the year for Aaron Judge. And winning pitcher Max Fried of the Yanks is now 9-1. Texas was a 16-4 winner at Minnesota. Toronto won 10-9 at St. Louis. The Giants have won six straight, all by one run. Four runs top of the ninth got San Francisco a 6-5 victory at Colorado. The Padres pounded the Dodgers 11-1. Angels won in 10 innings over the A's 2-1. Arizona beat Seattle 10-3 in the late game. U.S. men's soccer lost its exhibition against Switzerland 4-0. The Americans with no shots on goal. WNBA wins for New York and Atlanta.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 21 minutes after 6 o'clock. John and Brian with you. Dalton not here today, but we know he's taking care of, I don't know if the appropriate word is a little bit.
That's what I've been calling her.
She's pretty tall.
Yeah, she'll always be my little bit, though.
Oh, man. You're already hooked, aren't you? We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Take control of your energy use with the free MyMTE app. That's track usage, pay bills, and report outages anytime. You can do that anytime on the app. And that may be a that's a good feature to have, especially if your power's out too. You use that app, go in, tell them where your outage is, and
yeah,
they'll run over there and take care of you.
And you can even see if there's some outages in your area. They've got an outage map. You can see, oh, well, yeah, I see that it's out here, so it's already been reported.
Yeah. I used to remember everybody used to call.
Oh, yeah.
And you couldn't get a line because everybody's calling at the same time. It's crazy.
But we had a secret number here for the station.
Really?
We did.
I didn't know that.
Sure did. Because if the power was out, we needed them to know that, hey, the power's out either at the station or at the transmitter, and we're off the air. And so so it was a priority, especially if it was during a storm, so we could get back on the air and tell people what was going on. So
yeah.
It was back in the Murfreesboro Electric days.
Yeah. That consolidation went really well, didn't it?
It did. Turns out it I mean, I know that there was some opposition to it.
Right.
Quite a bit, actually.
But now we don't even think about it, do we?
No.
It's really weird. Well, speaking of power, you can tune in to your favorite WGNS shows live or on demand and even watch them on Big G TV by visiting WGNSradio.com/listen.
That's why I don't need Hulu anymore. I just go to YouTube and spend 3 hours watching back through the shows every day.
Wow. Rutherford County Sheriff's SROs are today's Good Neighbor of the Day for taking the time last week to hold their annual Junior Deputy Academy for rising sixth graders. The week after school was out for summer, Rutherford County Sheriff SROs are going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
So school ends and their job duties at the schools are done. What do? They put on a junior academy.
Yeah.
I mean, way to go. Our friends over at the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, SROs, today's good neighbors. You can send in your good neighbor by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Two of the easy ways to get them to us. Name, address, phone number, sentence why, and that's all we need. Also, don't forget your birthdays for this Wednesday, 615-893-1450. June 11th birthdays. Let us know who's the celebrating. Well, let's see. We've got Margarita Pizza Day, but we also have National German Chocolate Cake Day.
Ooh, National German. What was the first one? Pizza Day?
Margarita Pizza Day.
Oh, I've never had that.
Yeah. Or Corn on the Cob Day.
Oh.
You choose.
German chocolate cake? Well, I know you're not going to choose it, but you'll choose corn on the cob.
Yeah.
If you scrape it off with a knife.
That's how I do it.
That's the way to do it.
Yep.
All right, coming up now, we've got a look at the news. Stay with us.
Stones River Manor offers assured care.
It's so warm and welcoming.
Independent living.
What states have you lived in?
Lived in Illinois and here. My husband worked for Quaker Oak.
Assisted living.
I have my own place and I love it. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much.
Adult daycare and respite care and specialized physical rehabilitation care.
I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haines Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Everything is more expensive these days. If high prices are dragging down your summer plans, would a little extra cash help? If you join Heritage South Community Credit Union and open your first account by June 30th, you could win $1,500 to fuel your summer fun. Plus, we're giving away great prizes every week. Now is the perfect time to learn why we say we help when others won't. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Lunley. Engineers are studying the damage from that large fire inside a downtown Nashville parking garage early yesterday. The fire not only destroyed multiple vehicles, it damaged the concrete structure to the point that several sections collapsed. Officials say there are collapsed ramps between the third and fifth floors. Several columns and beams reportedly showed signs of structural damage as well. The building has been deemed unsafe to enter until it can be inspected by the Nashville Department of Transportation structural engineer team. Property tax rates could quadruple in Mount Juliet next year. Currently, the city has one of the lowest rates in the state at just 11 cents. The latest proposal brings that to 44 cents. WKRN says city commissioners voted this week on the first reading of next year's budget proposal. It includes that hike on property taxes as well as job cuts for some city employees, including the deputy parks director and the city's public information officer. The second reading happens June 23rd. More news in 30 seconds.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
A news reporter becomes the news in Memphis after getting carjacked at gunpoint just feet from the television station. It happened to a WREG News Channel 3 reporter around 10:30 at the mobile gas station on Crump Boulevard, just east of WREG's studios. A man approached reporter Mike Cerini while he was on assignment and demanded his news vehicle, a white 2016 Toyota RAV4. The suspect fled with the vehicle and camera equipment. The reporter was not injured. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:27, a reminder, we've got good neighbor events coming up. We'll have Brandon Brooks with Rewind and another check of the forecast. Also, our first look at traffic in just a few minutes. That'll be around 6:34. Things hopefully calming down for the summer just a little bit. I bet I-65, though, or 231 South or 24 East are going to be busy the next month.
So last Thursday around lunchtime, I drove down Old Fort Parkway, which I avoid at all cost. If I can go anywhere in the city without going on Old Fort Parkway, I'll do it. But I had to this day, and I noticed that they've got the construction started. So that's the next pain in the rear end is Old Fort Parkway. And they're widening through there again.
Yeah, 99 is being widened, going to heading toward Rockville.
Yeah, that'll be painful when school starts.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they'll be well into that. They have some stakes out on Thompson Lane, and I think they're going to start Thompson Lane before the end of the year, from what I remember hearing. So, lots of road construction.
And WGNS. Okay.
Yeah, that construction,
no
clue.
No, nothing. Red Barn's Big Barney. You ever remember Big Barney, the double-decker cheeseburger from Red Barn? Well, that is one of many that we're going to talk about in the next few minutes from the 60s and 70s. Discontinued food items. Long John Silver's Peg Legs. You remember them, don't you? Peg
I
Legs?
Do not.
Wow.
What were they?
Chicken? No. They were
alligator?
They were breaded and fried chicken drumsticks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. That's kind of cool.
The Burger King's Yumbo. This was a hot ham and cheese pioneer, debuted as a gourmet oddity in 68 or 70, 71. It was a standalone item featuring lean ham slices and melted American cheese. That was good. McDonald's Hula Burger.
Is that the one with the pineapple on
it? Yeah. The pineapple and cheese sandwich emerged from corporate desperation during Lent, when Catholic customers avoided meat on Fridays. Ray Kroc personally designed the meatless option, which consists of a grilled pineapple ring with melted American cheese on a bun. Now, I've had pineapple and cheese sandwiches at home with mayonnaise, and they're delicious. If you ever
really
want to try something different, I think you'd love them if you like pineapple at all.
I do.
Pineapple with American cheese slice and mayonnaise and two pieces of white bread.
If you put a hamburger on it. I do like a...
No, you don't put a hamburger on it.
They call it Hawaiian and a little barbecue sauce.
You just have to open up a can of pineapple rings and never mind.
Would you grill the pineapple?
No, you could. Yeah. You could. It might make it better.
I think the fish filet sandwich wound up being their answer to Lent.
Yeah,
though, right?
It is. Yeah.
Okay.
Pizza Hut's Fiesta Taco Pizza. I don't remember that, but they had one. McDonald's Mixed Spaghetti.
Really?
Yes. It was a pasta experiment. But it didn't work out.
Apparently.
And McDonald's onion nuggets.
I have heard about those. I think they still have them in other countries, but not here. I think those would be good.
Yeah,
I like onion rings and onion petals.
Yeah, I do too. Burger King's Whaler. Now, I do remember the name. I never had one. I don't think they had Burger King's back here in the 70s.
So that was
Burger
a fish
King
sandwich.
Cast its own line with the Big K Whaler in 69 and 70. Yeah. Answer to Lent. Arby's Arby-Q. More than just roast beef, this sandwich offered a tangy twist on Arby's classic, showcasing the chain's early experimentation with sauced meats beyond their iconic horsey sauce. It featured roast beef drenched in a zesty sweet and sour barbecue sauce. I think that'd be pretty good.
They actually have barbecue now and brisket.
Then they had the Hardee's Husky. It's established its reputation not with the corn dog, but with the Husky, its signature charbroiled hamburger introduced shortly after the company's founding in 1960. Let's see.
What they had the double, was it the twin, double twin or something?
The big twin.
Big twin.
Oh, man.
That was really a good burger.
Oh, that was great. Yeah, and they bring them back every once in a while.
That had the, like, Thousand Island or yes. Mac sauce or whatever.
Oh, it was really good. I don't know why they quit, you know, doing them. But I used to get two every time I get them. They were smaller.
Uh-huh.
You get two of them. They were great. All right, let's go to Today in History.
Turn to Turner Security. Get back in time.
1742, Benjamin Franklin invents his Franklin stove. 1964, Manfred Mann recorded Do Why Diddy Diddy Dum Diddy Do.
Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing
Do Why Diddy Diddy Dum Diddy Do.
1966, I'm a Rock by Simon and Garfunkel peaks at number 3.
I am alone.
1966, Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones peaks at number 1. 1966, Sloop John B. by the Beach Boys. And finally, in 1983, My Love by Lionel Richie peaks at number 5. You're listening to FM 101.9, 100.5 at AM 1450, and you're listening to The Wake Up Crew. Stay with us at 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind.
June 11th, 1982.
He's lost.
The nationwide release of the sci-fi adventure.
He's alone.
E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
And he's 3 million light years from home.
It was a smash hit and won 4 Oscars. This date in 1983. Lionel Richie's My Love peaked at number 5 on the singles chart. And June 11th, 1988. Sting was among the headliners at the Nelson Mandela 70th Birthday Tribute Concert live from Wembley Stadium in London. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
And now, a no-frills ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Here it is. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's it. See? Just a good old-fashioned, straightforward ad. See if you could save at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We could see some patchy fog around for this morning. Otherwise, today mostly sunny with high around 89. Patchy fog could develop again tonight, falling back to around 65 with partly cloudy skies. We could see that patchy fog lingering into Thursday too, with a mix of sun and clouds, a hot day high around 90. More clouds push in as we look ahead toward Thursday night, dropping back to around 70. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
Good morning. It's been pretty quiet so far. Coming down from the north on 65 southbound down through Millersville. Trying to load up a little bit more out of Wilson County right now. I-40, especially as you come through the Mount Juliet area, headed on over into Hermitage. 24 has also gotten a little bit busier. Westbound 24 at 840. All that traffic leaving Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, especially this time of the morning. If you recently suffered hail or storm damage to your roof now, that roof is starting to leak. Call Independent Roofing Specialists today. Just check them out at irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by Old National Bank, the law offices of John Day, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
WGNS welcomes all of you to the community who are here for the International Folk Fest. There are performances each day throughout the day. Check our events calendar for more information. Don't forget the Taste of Rutherford, Main Street's annual fundraiser, will be at Oakland's Mansion on Saturday, July the 19th. Put that on your calendar. Get with Main Street Murfreesboro to get your tickets. And Steel Magnolias comes to the Springhouse Theater in Smyrna. It's a short run, July the 18th through the 20th. Don't miss Steel Magnolias. There are free grief support groups every Wednesday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. That's Wednesday mornings at 10, and they're at 325 St. Clair Street. That's also where the Parkinson Support Group meets at 10 o'clock on the first and third Friday of each month. The St. Clair Senior Center. That's at 325 St. Clair Street. And Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue Department's Teen Fire Academy is June 25th through the 27th. Get with the Murfreesboro Fire Department for more information. And those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kids' college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Get rid of brown splotches, red marks on our face, as well as fine lines and wrinkles. Look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
What I like to think about Adam's Place is it's sort of a pipeline.
Alan Butcher.
You enter in at the independent living end of it, and you go as far as you can. It just happens that my wife is in the memory unit, so I'm able to go over and see her each day, and that works out real well.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
It's 6:39 here on The Wake Up Crew. Glad you're with us this morning. And it is Wednesday already, and this is the time that we kind of do an evaluation of the dad joke so far. Let's say yesterday you had a 5. And the day before that, you had a 3.
Thanks to the new rule that was instituted yesterday.
But with the new rule, I'm changing that 3 to a 4.
Oh, Monday. Are you?
Yeah, I'm just going rogue.
Were you bullied into that 3?
No. Yeah, no. I'm just decided to go with a 4.
Oh, wow.
4 and a 5, I'm going rogue. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
I'm my own man, you know.
I do know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm the owner of multiple dogs, of course.
Yeah.
My hobbies include constantly asking what's in your mouth and never peeing by myself.
Oh, that's pretty good. I'm going 5 with that one.
And just for you, I should have put in here never eating alone.
Never eating alone. Oh, my Lord. Gosh.
Both of the dog, Ladybug especially, but she will just put her front paws on my knee and watch me the whole time.
Yeah.
The whole time.
I don't know why that gets on my nerves so much, but it does. It really does. 6:41, you're listening to The Wake Up Crew. It's hump day on a Wednesday.
CBS News Brief. The first night of a curfew in a small section of Los Angeles has quieted anti-ICE raid demonstrations. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is downtown.
There is a curfew in effect. It remains in effect this morning, and it has been effective. Much calmer overnight than previous nights, the LAPD confirming dozens of people were arrested.
Anti-ICE protests have spread to Denver, Chicago, New York, Atlanta, and Austin, Texas.
Change will only happen when we keep putting pressure on the people in power, the police, ICE, the politicians, everyone.
They observed a minute of silence across Austria, a day after a 21-year-old former student killed 10 people at his old high school before taking his own life. The BBC's Bethany Bell.
People who live in this area have been telling me about their disbelief, that they can't believe something like this could have happened here in this area, which they say is usually so quiet, beautiful, and safe.
No motive yet. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Laverne police are cracking down on reckless driving after a neon green Dodge Charger connected to multiple hit-and-run incidents on Murfreesboro Road crashed on west near Sebring Boulevard this past Sunday. Officers found the driver, Jose Hernandez Lopez, injured and impaired with open alcohol containers in the vehicle. He admitted to drinking and causing the crashes and now faces several charges, including DUI, reckless endangerment, and leaving the scene of an accident with injuries. One victim was hospitalized. Laverne Police Chief Christopher Mays stated, "We will not tolerate reckless drivers endangering the lives in our city. Thank you to our officers for their swift professional response in protecting our community." End quote. The incident underscores ongoing efforts to increase safety enforcement across northern Rutherford County. Meanwhile, a separate dispute continues to unfold in Rutherford County over property assessments. Attorney William S. Cartman Sr., representing property assessor Rob Mitchell, issued a poignant response to County Mayor Joe Carr's call for Mitchell's resignation. At the heart of the controversy is an 11.3% property assessment error rate cited by the State Board of Equalization, which exceeds the 5% threshold. Cartman emphasized that Mitchell operates independently as an elected constitutional officer and that a judicial review challenging the state's findings is currently pending. He accused Mayor Carr of spreading half-truths and political rhetoric designed to influence public opinion. Carman asserted that Mitchell is committed to due process and will continue to serve Rutherford County residents with integrity while the legal process unfolds. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for WGNS Radio, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSRadio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Play an old guitar, nine half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun.
And I would highly recommend Adams Place. It's a place to enjoy life. It's comfortable. The settings are home-like and not sterile. Adams Place is a place they're looking out for you. You feel at home, and I'm very fortunate there's a lot of people here I already knew. To get back to the food, I want to say one thing. The chef does a fabulous job here. I'm Larry Castelli. You know, I would highly recommend Adam's Place.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. And so are the warm, homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Medical doctor and eye specialist Craig McCabe.
Sunlight is very important to the health of our bodies, to the point where I think it should be called medicine. There are photoreceptors, light receptors, in your retina. Those axons project to cells that regulate the production of a hormone called melatonin. There's a lot of people using melatonin to help them sleep. Well, it's been shown that if you use video display devices, your phone, they still think it's daytime. They don't release the melatonin. It's harder for you to go to sleep. So that's why an hour or two before sleep, you should not be looking at any of these bright sources of light. And one of the best ways to help you sleep then is to avoid those, to be in dimmer light, and you will sleep faster and longer. You know, one of the things we've heard is that vitamin D is very important. They have higher vitamin D and they deal better with COVID and viruses and infections. That actually may be a marker for getting sunlight. And it's actually sunlight that helps our immune system and the infrared light specifically.
Information you need. Staying healthy with sunshine.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on The Wake Up Crew. And we've got a new segment that we're going to start today. It's called Leftover Today in History.
Oh.
Whatever we didn't get to done, we'll get done with, we're going to bring it up now. And we get a little chance to talk about it, okay? The first one that I did not speak of, but I wanted to wait till now, like I was planning it. Continental Congress in 1776 creates the Committee to Draft a Declaration of Independence. Listen to the names. This is a who's who of political heroes. Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, the great Roger Sherman.
He was the war guy?
No. And Robert Sherman. Livingston as members. So they formed the first, you know, Continental Congress.
Well, that was five. Two of the five were presidents.
That's correct. And Benjamin Franklin could have been a president. But he must have been. Benjamin must have been a little out there. I've never seen that miniseries on Benjamin Franklin.
It's very Michael Douglas plays him.
Yeah, is it what I think it would describe him?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean,
eccentric.
Very.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they sent him as an ambassador to France. Yeah, France.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I think they did that to get him out of the country.
That part of the reason, but he really liked it over there.
Yeah.
I mean, and he kind of found his place, it seemed.
Yeah.
And he had his choice of women and that kind of thing. So I think he excelled over there.
And in 2002, American Idol, created by Simon Fuller with judges Simon Cowell, Paula Abdul, and Randy Jackson, premieres on Fox.
2002.
Big, big hit.
So this last year would have been, I don't know, how many years did they miss?
Only one, I think.
Was it just one?
I think it was just one.
In the transition from Fox to ABC? And
it might have been two. I'm not. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah.
Been around 20 years or so.
So at least 20.
Yeah.
Now, Ryan Seacrest, was he the host on Fox too?
Yes.
So he's hosted all of them.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Ryan Seacrest has got so much money, he doesn't know what to do with it.
He's got a syndicated radio
show.
And I
have to give him credit. He's good on Wheel of Fortune.
I like it. I've watched it a couple of times.
I don't know that he's as witty as Pat, but Pat's still doing the nighttime celebrity version.
Mm-hmm.
But and Ryan owns the Kardashian show. I mean, he produces it, and so he's making all kinds of money.
And, you know, he was on Ryan and Kelly, or yeah. Kelly and Ryan, or whatever they called it.
Kelly and Ryan.
Kelly Ripa. And he was doing that mornings. He was doing the radio. I mean, I don't know.
I think he lived in California, too, and was flying into New York and staying, you know.
Yep, and he was doing the radio show from New York. And just really crazy, because he's got a morning show.
Yeah.
So he's on in the mornings.
And he does a top 40 thing, like Casey Kasem used to do.
He took over for Casey Kasem, yeah. I think. And he doesn't look that old either. But, no. I mean, from 2002, that was about, I don't remember when Casey Kasem passed away.
I think he's 50-something.
Yeah.
So he still looks young.
He's probably been doing it. Why don't I look like that at 50? But anyway.
Maybe work out. Maybe.
How does he have time to work out?
Natural good looks. Well, he has a trainer. Oh, probably eats right, you know.
Probably. So, you know, he doesn't Uber over Red Robin burgers every night. Probably not. But, what else? Dick Clark. He got in with Dick Clark, too, right. And it's still called Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve, but Ryan Seacrest has hosted, even before Dick Clark died, because Dick kind of gave it over to him, and then he was kind of on there, and then Dick Clark had the stroke, and
I think he has something to do with, not Entertainment Tonight, but Access Hollywood. I think he's a producer of that, too, or something. He makes boo-koodles of money. So.
Well, he's earning it, though.
And, of course, Simon Cowell went on to America's Got Talent. And then Paula Abdul, she's kind of gotten off the radar. Randy Jackson plays the piano for Name That Tune.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
I hate that show.
I don't like it either.
I hate that show worse than anything. It's not because it's not a good show. That piano notes don't sound anything like anything I can hear. You know, I'd rather they play just part of the record.
Uh-huh.
You know, gosh, that's hard. And I can name that tune in two notes. Well, to get Dalton in on something like that.
I'll try to name that tune.
I'll get my sister to play the piano and we'll send it out there to him. All right. We've got to do some birthdays now, and we're going to run out of time to do birthdays. Here we go.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday,
get your leftover
today.
Birthdays in the 7 o'clock hour.
I can go faster with birthdays, yeah. Though. 1864, Richard Strauss, a German composer. 1910, Jacques Cousteau. I used to watch that show all the time. French oceanic explorer. Vince Lombardi, American Pro Football Hall of Fame coach of the Green Bay Packers, 1913. 1933, Gene Wilder, American actor. He was in Blazing Saddles, Willy Wonka, and Young Frankenstein.
And they're certainly not showing any signs that they are slowing.
I think that's Young Frankenstein, I can tell. In 1937, Chad Everett. No, that's Willy Wonka. Chad Everett in 1937, American actor. He was the star of Medical Center. I never missed that show. It was
really?
On. I never missed it. It was great. 1959, Hugh Laurie, English actor. He was House, Dr. House. And finally, Peter Dinklage, American actor. Locally, Angela Barnes has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Angela. Patricia Wright, Nancy Olson, Lane Lasseter, Steve Dotson. Room for more.
Yes, you can add to our list by calling or texting 615-893-1450. You'll get your name announced this morning. That's a great perk, but also a chance to win some banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue to our winner. So let us know who's celebrating.
And we'll be back at 6:55.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We could see some patchy fog around for this morning. Otherwise, today mostly sunny with a high around 89. Patchy fog could develop again tonight, falling back to around 65 with partly cloudy skies. We could see that patchy fog lingering into Thursday, too, with a mix of sun and clouds, a hot day high around 90. More clouds push in as we look ahead toward Thursday night, dropping back to around 70. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
No middlemen, no mystery, just fresh picked produce. Straight from the Tennessee dirt to your dinner table.
Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Where our family feeds your family.
Rutherford County Farmers Market. There's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1. On John R. Rice Boulevard.
Good morning. Wrapping up this wreck here on 65 southbound, just south of Trinity Lane. It's got traffic a little bit slowed down through here because it gets busy here this time of the morning on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane on this crash. Try to load up with more volume. coming out of Wilson County through the Mount Juliet area, especially on I-40, headed on over in and through the Hermitage area. Hey, when you need dependable towing here in Middle Tennessee, no matter what county you're in, for a car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Drive EV program has resources for members who would like to learn more about all aspects of EVs. MTE is developing programs and educational materials to answer member questions. Learn more at driveev.com.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore.
Our hours are Monday, 12 to 6, Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, and on Saturday, 9 to 3. We try to stop donations an hour before we close.
Shop, save, and donate to the Habitat Restore.
And yes, we are open to the public.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
If you're a citizen in Rutherford County, the cost if Middle Point doesn't exist to you as a taxpayer is going to be at least $200 per household per year. But if you live in the city, because you have free disposal in the city, that number is closer to $400 per household on your property taxes right away.
The garbage that we generate will have to be taken 60 miles upstream, and you'll have to cover the charge. We don't want to be up the creek without a paddle.
It's a new gig for the marvelous Mrs. May.
Wow, this is amazing.
Rachel Brosnahan is set to take the lead in season 2 of Presumed Innocent on Apple TV+. It'll be based on the crime novel Dissection of a Murder. Brosnahan will star and executive produce, and let's not forget, we'll see her in a couple of weeks as Lois Lane in Superman.
Superman.
Miss Lane.
And speaking of tights and flights and lassos of truth, looks like Wonder Woman is getting the reboot treatment. Superman director James Gunn telling Entertainment Weekly a new Wonder Woman film is being written right now. No release date yet. Gunn is known for getting the script absolutely right before any kind of filming begins. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:58, and congratulations to the Rutherford County Sheriff SROs. They're today's Good Neighbor of the Day for taking the time last week to hold their annual Junior Deputy Academy for rising sixth graders. The week after school was out for the summer. I mean, that's going the extra mile. They're going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, that's today's Good Neighbor of the Day. Hey, you can text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Those are two of the extremely easy ways to get in your Good Neighbor of the Day to us. Also, birthdays and anniversaries, don't forget, we're taking those for another half an hour or so, because in an hour, we're going to announce everybody's name and give away that delicious banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue. So be sure to call or text and let us know who is having a June 11th birthday.
At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation, because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we could help, call me, John Day.
And we're going to take a break. Brian and I are going to go off and drink some coffee. We'll be back, though, right after the news from CBS.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Curfew in downtown L.A.
We reached a tipping point.
Trying to smooth over a feud.
Musk says he regrets some of his criticism, which included the president's spending bill.
Confederate comeback at Army bases.
Fort Polk, Fort A.P. Hill, and Fort Robert E. Lee.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, Los Angeles police are now enforcing a downtown curfew at the close of another day of protests against the Trump immigration crackdown, and a federal judge denied California's request for an order to block the deployment of Marines and the National Guard. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is in L.A.
Small groups of protesters gathered in downtown Los Angeles were quickly broken up at the start of curfew Tuesday night with a show of force by LA police officers. Earlier, nearly 100 people were arrested, detained, and loaded onto LAPD buses. The protests, a reaction to President Trump's immigration crackdown.
Los Angeles was under siege until we got there. The police were unable to handle it. You can speak to the chief. He said it on television.
We asked the city's police chief about coordination with the National Guard.
We don't need the National Guard, and they're not here to help us right now. They're here to facilitate what the federal agencies are doing on the immigration front.
See, I'm confused because President Trump said that they were brought in to assist with the protests.
Yeah, well, that's not our understanding.
This is Michael Wallace. The protests spread from Los Angeles to many other cities, including Atlanta. To New York City.
I'm not a freeloader. I came here to work.
To Chicago.
This goes beyond racism. This goes beyond xenophobia. This is anti-human.
There were some violent clashes with police. In Austin, Texas, Chief Lisa Davis says three of her officers were injured by large rocks.
That will not be tolerated. Arrests will be made.
President Trump says his deployment of troops in Los Angeles could be just the start, and other cities should take notice. Here's White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
President Trump, at an event marking 250 years of the U.S. Army at Fort Bragg in North Carolina, defended deploying troops into Los Angeles.
What you're witnessing in California is a full-blown assault on peace, on public order, and on national sovereignty.
Earlier, the president had warned, what's unfolding in California is just the start.
I can inform the rest of the country that when they do it, if they do it, they're going to be met with equal or greater force.
He called out those who might be planning to protest on Saturday in Washington as the military holds a massive parade.
For those people that want to protest, they're going to be met with very big force.
Writing on social media this morning, Elon Musk says he regrets some of his posts last week about President Trump. He says they went too far. Their feud erupted after Musk left Washington and attacked Trump's budget bill. Trump warned Musk he could face serious consequences. After 2 days of meetings, American and Chinese negotiators have agreed on a framework to get a trade war truce back on track. Commerce Secretary Lutnick says the deal puts the meat on the bones of an agreement to ease tariffs. Well, now to Washington State, where authorities say they believe they're closing in on 32-year-old Travis Decker, who is suspected of killing his three young daughters. Correspondent Nikki Batiste.
The Chelan County Sheriff's Office announced Tuesday that a suspicious person who appeared to be alone and ill-equipped for the trail in the weather was seen by a hiking party.
We did see some other hikers who were acknowledging us, one that appeared to be more off on their own, making possible efforts to avoid us.
He was spotted south of where the bodies of 9-year-old Peyton, 8-year-old Evelyn, and 5-year-old Olivia were discovered.
Attention is focused on the testimony of an ex-girlfriend of Sean Combs at his sex trafficking trial, a woman who uses the pseudonym Jane in court. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
Even with the number of text messages that they entered into evidence where it appears Jane is excited about having sex with Combs and other escorts, she maintains that this was all an attempt to spend more time with Combs, which we heard that from Cassie Ventura in her testimony a few weeks ago. So we expect to hear more from Jane as she gets back up on the stand for cross-examination.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
With no debate, a leading religious denomination has taken a stand on an issue the Supreme Court dealt with a decade ago. CBS's Matt Piper.
Southern Baptists have overwhelmingly endorsed a ban on same-sex marriage. Their resolution also looks to reverse the Supreme Court's precedent legalizing it nationwide as it approaches its 10-year anniversary. The vote came at the annual convention of more than 10,000 church representatives of the nation's largest Protestant denomination. It's not known if the vote will move the needle. Last year, they voted to condemn in vitro fertilization, only to see President Trump sign an executive order protecting it.
And the Baptists also called for legislators to curtail sports betting and to support policies that promote childbearing. A new report on child labor finds it still a major global issue 10 years after the UN set a goal to end it by 2025. But Benjamin Smith with the International Labor Organization says numbers have dropped somewhat.
This year's report shows a decline in child labor of 160 million to 138 million children in child labor today. So this is very encouraging.
Democratic Congresswoman LaMonica McIver has been indicted on federal charges accusing her of forcibly impeding immigration officers during a skirmish last month outside a New Jersey detention center. She calls the allegations baseless. President Trump indicated yesterday he will restore several more Army base names that originally honored Confederate military figures, essentially undoing a renaming process ordered by Congress during the Biden years. CBS's Nicole Killian.
Some of them include Fort A.P. Hill, Fort Polk, Fort Hood, as well as Fort Lee, which is named after the Confederate general Robert E. Lee.
Podcaster Alex Cooper says in a new documentary that she was sexually harassed by her soccer coach when she was a student at Boston University. Cooper, who hosts the podcast Call Her Daddy, alleges school administrators were unresponsive when she and her parents told them what happened. Olympic legend Mary Lou Retton pleaded no contest to a driving under the influence charge in West Virginia. The gold medal winning gymnast was fined $100. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Another checkup? Why are so many people getting new puppies?
Dr. Kim's veterinary office is littered with cuteness.
We are booked solid for weeks, but who can say no to a puppy, right? Oh, good boy. Oh, sure.
She needs to find extra vet techs to get those pups some extra love.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, candidates can find it easier, so you can hire easier. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah, for me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed. From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Now you're up to date on the latest national news. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. More local news, traffic, weather, and fun continues with the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
I'm Brian Barrett. Good morning, everybody. John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett here with us as well as we continue at 7:09 with the Wake Up Crew. Time for a check of traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by a Murfreesboro tradition. That's Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We could see some patchy fog around for this morning. Otherwise, today mostly sunny with a high around 89. Patchy fog could develop again tonight, falling back to around 65 with partly cloudy skies. We could see that patchy fog lingering into Thursday too, with a mix of sun and clouds, a hot day high around 90. More clouds push in as we look ahead toward Thursday night, dropping back to around 70. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. Wrapping up the paperwork on this earlier wreck, 65 southbound south of Trinity Lane. It's already heavy down through this area this time of the morning anyway, as it tries to build over here on Briley Parkway in the Two Rivers area up by McGavick Pike. It's also picking up 24 westbound through Antioch, coming in right now from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Again, as you head up past Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. If you recently suffered hail or storm damage to your roof, now your roof is leaking, call Independent Roofing Specialist. Better yet, check them out at irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
You want to know what our chickens eat or how our lettuce is grown?
Or maybe about our corn or our maters. Just ask.
Your farmers right there at the booth. That's the Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
John R. Rice Boulevard at the Lane Agri-Park, celebrating 50 years.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Do not adjust your radio tuner. Do not attempt to change the frequency.
We are now controlling the transmission. We control the volume and your speakers.
For the next 2 hours, we will control what you hear. You're about to experience the awe and mystery, which is called the Wake Up Crew.
Not sure how, English, Brian. Not sure how much awe you get here. There's a little shock.
That's scary. Not the theme music, but the fact that we are going to control their volume and everything for 2 hours.
I'm going for all day.
Oh, wow. Yes, you are.
Yeah, you'll never control your radio again.
Oh, wow.
It's a Wednesday, hump day. Welcome in to the second hour of the Wake Up Crew. Brian and John here with you for the rest of the week. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us, you and I.
Wow. I can name that tune. And
can you tell I'm a little sleep deprived?
Yes, you are. Yeah. Yeah. Looking a little rough around the edges.
Thanks.
The beard's kind of like...
Haven't had a chance to shave.
Yeah.
I mean, it's shower, jump in bed, get up, alarm clock, and go all day.
Well, at least you took a shower.
Well, let me see. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Irish Spring. I always get that. I've gone to that when I couldn't find the Arid Double Extra Dry. I love that. I used it forever.
Yeah, I did too.
When I was a kid, when I started needing it, that's what I had. And then all of a sudden, sometime around COVID time frame, you couldn't find it.
Mm-mm.
And it never returned that
never
I could
materialized.
Find.
I bought Harry's deodorant.
Did you?
Yeah, I really like it.
Do you?
Yeah. It's it looks like...
you can buy it at the stores now, I think.
Yeah, I got mine at Walgreens, I think. But it's pretty good, I think.
it's a little pricey, though, isn't it?
No,
or is it not?
Not bad. Yeah.
Well, I never thought it would work very well. At times I would try different ones like Degree or whatever, and it never worked. So I always stuck with Arid. But
you've seen that commercial where they've got this body deodorant, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about trying that.
Yeah.
Put it under the arms and then like on my stomach and
other places.
Yeah.
That need it.
But
I never thought that the Speed Stick makes an Irish Spring, and that's the soap that I use, so I thought, well, hey, it'll all smell similar. Mm. And it works very well for me, and I'd never thought that it would.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I can go 10 days without...
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
You must be on day 10.
Oh, well, thanks. No. What is that? There is a... Well, I did buy...
Do you have a walk-in shower at your house?
So the big shower is...
The big shower, like in the big room,
the big bathroom. Big bathroom.
Yeah. Aren't they nice?
So we made that. That was, I guess, the next to last thing that we did. Well, it was the last thing when Heather was still at home, and it was the next to last project when we opened up the center room. That was the last one, but she had already moved to the nursing home. But the bathroom, it's got a 3-foot door, so she could get her wheelchair and stuff in, and the walk-in shower, it's got a lip that's maybe 3 inches tall.
Yeah.
And before, my brother Jim fixed it when he fixed the living room, it just had a grate, but the water would still get into the floor.
Right.
It didn't work as well, so I had him put a little lip on it. But it's got a bench in it, and so you can sit down on the bench and take your shower.
Neat.
Yeah. It's big.
I love my walk-in shower.
It not only has that shower in it, but it's got a tub in there.
Hmm?
It's got a shower and then a tub.
Really?
On the other side of the shower. The shower and the tub are back-to-back.
Well, that must be big.
It is very big.
Yeah. Wow.
And it's got the toilet in the corner, and it's got the sink and all that good stuff.
I miss my tub. I used to have a tub. I just have a walk-in shower now. But, you know, there's sometimes you just want to sit in the tub and relax every once in a while, read a book.
Bobby used it a lot.
Yeah.
And Heather liked the tub until she couldn't get in and out
right.
of it.
I don't know if I could get in and out of one right now, to be honest with you.
Dalton was always too long
for
a tub.
Yeah.
So I don't think he used it very much. But it's a good place to wash the dogs, too. Because it's got one of those handles that you can pull up the sprayer.
Right.
And so
you put them in the tub or in the shower?
So the last time that I gave him a shower, I did it in the kitchen sink.
Yeah, that's what I usually do.
It was much easier.
Yeah.
So
my dog sits very good taking a shower.
Really?
I don't know why, but he just sits there. He doesn't move.
Skeeter's only had like two.
Does he sit still?
Life. Yeah. Yeah.
I hate the part when you put the towel around them, and then you let the towel off, and they're going to shake.
Everywhere?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's not just giving one dog a bath. It's three now. So I have this dry shampoo that I use. And so they don't get very many baths, which it's not that good for them from what I've heard.
Yeah, you could do it every once in a while. One, and then later on do another one like two.
I guess that's true.
A week later and just kind of alternate it.
Yeah.
Where you don't feel like you're being, you know.
Ladybug hates that dry shampoo. She doesn't like getting a bath either. Her ears will go...
Well, a little precious.
They'll go flat on her head, and she'll just look at you like, I hate you.
I'm surprised you said something negative about Ladybug.
Well, she just doesn't like it. Skeeter is just... He's spastic. He's never still. He's squirmy. That's the word. And
how old is he now?
He's over a year old now.
So he should be getting close to that two-year mark. That's when they kind of seem to calm down a little bit.
Well, I can't wait.
Yeah. Surely he will.
I don't know. I think he's got a screw loose or something. I mean, it's a chasing of the tail every day. I've never seen a dog do it every day.
And we need to Google that and find out what that is.
Screw loose, I think.
Okay. I mean, there's supposedly a reason they do that.
Okay. We'll have to look that up. For the first time this morning, I don't think we did it again this morning, our song of the day, did we? In the 6 o'clock hour, did we forget again? I think we did.
Yeah, we did.
I don't remember hearing it.
Once again.
This is a 1980s kid right here. Joey Lawrence had a hit, Nothing My Love Can't Fix. There's nothing my love can't fix for you, baby. Now he's got the weird eyebrows. That's our song of the day, and here is sports for you.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Cincinnati Reds won their fifth straight game, 1-0 at Cleveland. Winning pitcher Andrew Abbott, now 6-1, threw a complete game three-hitter. Detroit won 5-3 at Baltimore. The Mets came back for a 10-inning win against Washington, 5-4. Boston and Milwaukee with victories. Yankees won 10-2 at Kansas City. 24th homer of the year for Aaron Judge. And winning pitcher Max Fried of the Yanks is now 9-1. Texas was a 16-4 winner at Minnesota. Toronto won 10-9 at St. Louis. The Giants have won six straight, all by one run. Four runs top of the ninth got San Francisco a 6-5 victory at Colorado. The Padres pounded the Dodgers 11-1. Angels won in 10 innings over the A's 2-1. Arizona beat Seattle 10-3 in the late game. U.S. men's soccer lost its exhibition against Switzerland 4-0. The Americans with no shots on goal. WNBA wins for New York and Atlanta.
Do you love to read?
Love to read.
Tell us about the library at Adams Place.
We have an amazing library. It's like a library at a big estate. You know, there are just so many books. You just come pick out one you want, take it home, read it, take it back. It's just great.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
It's a slick pig barbecue. Spicy wings and Brunswick stew. Everything made fresh for you at the Slick Pig Barbecue. There's lean smoked turkey and chicken too. Ribs so tender don't need to chew. Well, come on, folks, I'm telling you, it's a Slick Pig Barbecue. In 1920 East Main, you're gonna love the pig.
The Slick Pig Barbecue, a Murfreesboro tradition.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't, because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we're back here on WGNS, and our time is 7:22, and it's time for...
And now, it's time for Random Questions with your host, John Dinkins.
And thank you very much. It's time for Random Questions, and we only have one participant today. Again, we need to change the day when Dalton's here.
Or maybe.
You know, maybe change the time, the day that we do that.
Or you just... participate too.
Is he ever on here on Wednesdays?
All the time.
Yeah. Well, except
sometimes.
Sometimes. Okay. Here we go. Have you ever roped a tightrope? Have you ever walked a tightrope? Excuse me.
I have never walked a tightrope. No.
What is something you just can't relate to? That's out there that you just can't relate to.
My daughter most of the time.
Whoa. Slam.
No.
Like a fad or something, maybe?
You know, the shorts. Girls' shorts.
Too short? They're too short?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They are pretty short. I can't relate to blue jeans with great big holes in them.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense to me. Why you spend $75 for a pair of jeans that have a lot of holes in them? Well,
it is kind of befuddling.
What is your biggest what if? Like, what if?
What if? What if I had gone ahead and gotten my degree in meteorology?
Yeah, what if you hadn't gotten married?
Yeah.
No kids? You'd have been a meteorologist?
Yeah. I always thought I would get married, though.
Okay. Well, just suggesting.
But, yeah.
What is a growing concern of yours?
If I feel like this now, what am I going to feel like when I'm 60, 70?
You get my 80? Age, you don't care anymore. You don't care. It'll go away.
Does it go away?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
You just show up and, you know, just have to do your job. Yeah. has someone ever given you a second chance?
Oh, yeah.
If so, how?
Oh, thanks for expanding on that. Well, I mean, I think life is always full of second chances, you know, because you mess up and...
Well, that's a politically correct answer right there. Life is full of second chances.
Well, I mean, how do you get to where you are unless you have someone who takes a chance on you, first of all, and then gives you a chance to continue?
Thank you, Governor. Next question. What ice cream flavor do you hate?
Do I hate?
I hate pistachio. My son-in-law loves it, but I hate it.
I don't know that I've ever really had
pistachio. You haven't missed anything.
Yeah. I'm not really kind of out there on ice cream flavors. I don't really try a whole lot of new things. I'm not a fan of the sherbet kind.
Sherbet, yeah.
Yeah.
Too tangy.
Kinda.
Yeah.
It's okay at times, but
if you have COVID, it's great.
Well, apparently.
Because it's the only anything that's the only thing you can taste. Do you have a kind of unspecial talent you're really good at?
I know you
it's
do.
It's not working today.
You're a little eye squeaky. I can make decals and stuff like that.
And, oh, okay. That's really good. Yeah. You know, I forgot about that.
My Cricut maker.
You're really good at it.
Yeah.
You put them on the car's windows really good, too. You're really good at that. They're very accurate. What was the most generous act of your life so far? What is the most generous you've ever done, something generous?
Oh, boy.
You and Jeff gave me an opportunity to be on the radio. You could say that. That was generous.
And you blame me for that every day.
Yeah. You know, Jeff goes unscathed, but you get blamed for it every single day. When I talk to him, I go, thanks, Jeff, for the opportunity. Uh-huh. You? Okay. If you had to be handcuffed to someone for 24 hours, who would it be?
Ooh. Jeez.
I'm thinking Jennifer Aniston for me, or maybe, you know, I don't know.
Jennifer Aniston.
If you had to be handcuffed for 24 hours.
Yeah. Could I be handcuffed to Jennifer too?
Yeah. That's a good one.
I'll go with her too.
I can't believe you're taking the host answers now.
Why not? I like that.
Where's the strangest place you've ever fallen asleep? Boy, these are good questions today.
They are. I don't know if it would be strange, but it was strange for me because I've only been on a train once. But I fell asleep on a train. I slept 12 hours.
Did you really on a train?
I was only on a train once.
Were you like sitting position?
Yes.
Wow.
But I was so exhausted, and I was excited to be able to ride a train, and I've only ridden one once, and I slept the whole time.
Wow.
And I didn't get to experience the train at all.
You know, I do that with airplanes. You know, if I can fall asleep, which I try to as much as possible, it's such a great feeling when you're in a – I love it when you're on the road on a trip, and you sleep for like 6 hours, and you only got an hour left of the trip.
Anyway, oh, yeah.
That's random questions. We'll be back.
It's 7:28.
Farm Fresh Fridays and Tuesdays.
Fresh eggs, homemade jams, locally raised meats.
And every vendor grows or raises it themselves.
7 a.m. to 1.
It's not just a market. It's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Farmers Market in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, I'll get around to it someday? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side, and there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
We're talking with Ramona Ewald at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
I enjoy reading, and I belong to the book club here. And we read a different book every month, and then we get together and discuss it. And I have a good appetite. I do like the food.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30 on a Wednesday hump day edition of the Wake Up Crew, June the 11th.
And we want to wish a happy birthday today to Angela Barnes, Patricia Wright, Nancy Olson, Lane Lasseter, Stephen Dotson. But there is plenty of time. Well, no, there's not. This is the last call, I guess.
Yes, it is.
For birthday, so got to get them in.
Absolutely. So we give you this time, but it's like 2 minutes. Got to hurry. It's like a two-minute drill. If you want to send in a birthday or an anniversary for us this morning on this June 11th, let us know who's celebrating. 615-893-1450 and join us on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. They could win the banana pudding today. You never know.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Call the Law Offices of John Day.
We're checking traffic and weather together, then a local news check all straight ahead, 7:31 now.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We could see some patchy fog around for this morning. Otherwise, today mostly sunny with a high around 89. Patchy fog could develop again tonight, falling back to around 65 with partly cloudy skies. We could see that patchy fog lingering into Thursday too, with a mix of sun and clouds, a hot day high around 90. More clouds push in as we look ahead toward Thursday night, dropping back to around 70. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
Good morning. Just about through with this wreck. Everybody's still staring at it on 24 westbound near Briley Parkway as you come up through Antioch, where it's busy here this time of the morning coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Short stopping of delays. Certain sections of Murfreesboro Pike there at Dale Parkway as it gets heavier on 65, working your way up through Williamson County from Franklin on into Brentwood. Hey, when it's time to move, call True Friends Moving Company here in Middle Tennessee. That telephone number is 615-240-2811, True Friends Moving Company. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
The Murfreesboro City Council will meet on Thursday, June the 12th for a workshop at the Municipal Airport Business Center to vote on key action items, including the final reading of Ordinance 25-0-01. This measure under the Parks and Recreation Department sets the framework for sponsorships, advertising, and naming rights at city-owned recreational facilities. If passed, it will restrict partnerships with entities promoting alcohol, tobacco, or other age-inappropriate materials, with added oversight from the Parks Commission to ensure a family-friendly environment. The Cherry Lane Corridor Plan, a potential land swap involving Fire Station No. 13, and findings from a downtown activation study on Oxford, Mississippi, will also be reviewed. The finance team will present capital improvement relocation data from the April 2025 budget dashboard. Murfreesboro residents may register to speak on action items by phone or online at least 6 hours before the meeting. Meanwhile, Rutherford County gears up for National Pollinator Week starting June the 17th. Events hosted by the UT-TSU Extension at Lane Agripark will include garden buzz workshops and appearances by the Rutherford County Beekeepers Association and Master Gardeners. These groups promote pollinator-friendly practices and backyard gardening. UT's Bee Campus program and TVA are also participating, underscoring the vital role of pollinators in local agriculture, honey production, and ecosystem health. For more information, visit tva.com/pollinators or call the Extension office at 615-898-7710. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick format, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Everything is more expensive these days. If high prices are dragging down your summer plans, would a little extra cash help? If you join Heritage South Community Credit Union and open your first account by June 30th, you could win $1,500 to fuel your summer fun. Plus, we're giving away great prizes every week. Now is the perfect time to learn why we say we help when others won't. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA.
Sir Pizza.
You in a hurry for dinner? Well, we've made it even easier to order online at sirpizzatn.com. Tap the location nearest you and begin your carryout or delivery order at sirpizzatn.com. You can choose from our full menu and we'll take care of the rest. A Queen's Feast is calling my name. Order Murfreesboro's favorite pizza online at sirpizzatn.com.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill.
The cost if Middle Point doesn't exist to you as a taxpayer is going to be significant.
Trash, let's be careful where we throw it away.
The next closest landfill for Middle Point right now is down in Lewisburg.
Garbage that we generate will have to be taken upstream.
That's about $90 per ton of waste to get it there.
Costs to take out the trash will trickle down to local residents and businesses. The answer's here, Middle Point Landfill. We don't need to take our garbage up the creek without a paddle.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35 as the Wake Up Crew continues here from News Radio, WGNS, and it's time now to play Where in the World?
That's correct, Brian. You get three chances, you get three clues, and if you don't pick them after three, you get 0 points, but 3 points if you get a right answer first time out.
Okay.
Two for the second, one for the last one. Right. I went about through the cards, and I picked the easiest ones in the stack just for you.
So
number one,
you're
I don't
ask
go
me like three.
I don't think there's only but one that's outside of the United States.
Okay, this whole thing here.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
so
good.
just for you.
All right.
Mm. All right. Here's the first clue of the first city. Okay, first clue, first city. Suntan lotion was invented here in 1944.
Miami, Florida.
Correct.
Wow.
That's 3 points.
How in the world did I get that?
I don't know.
Florida, not Florida. I say it wrong all the time. Okay.
All right. Off to a great start. Of course, these are easy. Originally a site where tourists could view atomic bomb testing.
That's going to be in Arizona. Maybe.
Okay, clue number two. Hmm. You ready for clue number two?
Yeah.
Its top hotels include the Bellagio, Mandalay Bay, and Caesar's Palace.
Las Vegas, Nevada?
Correct. Get 2 points. And you thought it was going to be hard.
Well,
I'm saving those for Dalton. here's your third city. Now, this is a city.
Okay.
There is no J Street in the otherwise alphabetical grid system used here.
New York City.
No, sorry. Number two, clue number two. Martin Luther King Jr. gave his I Have a Dream speech in this city.
Ah, that would be Washington, D.C.
That is correct. You get, what is it, two? Yeah, two. Ready for the next city. This is not in the United States.
Okay.
Gonna lose this one. This city was previously called Thang Long, which means ascending dragon.
Tokyo, Japan.
Oh, good guess, but no, that's wrong.
Okay.
Clue number two. The noodle soup dish pho originated here.
Thailand.
Okay, that's wrong, but now here, this one may get it for you.
Okay.
It's the capital of Vietnam.
Oh, geez.
It's not, but good try. Hanoi.
That's what I was going to say.
All right. First big miss. All right. Here we go with the next city. Starbucks was founded in this city.
Ooh. Seattle, Washington?
Correct. You're pretty good at this. I'm going to give you one of the other stack here in a second.
Okay.
All right. Next one, not in the United States. The lion-guarded chain bridge is one of this city's most recognizable features.
San Francisco?
No. It's not in the United States.
Oh, I thought you said I only had one knot there. Okay.
No, I announced it right before I asked the question,
okay,
though.
Okay, I wasn't. I was in the zone.
The city is divided by the River Danube.
Shanghai, China.
Clue number three. It's the capital of Hungary.
Oh, Budapest.
That is correct. Well, you know your capitals. 1 point.
It took me a minute.
1 point.
1 point.
All right. Another city, probably the last one for the day. The first Ferris wheel made its debut in this city.
New York? No.
Clue number two, the 1920s gangster Al Capone ruled the streets here.
Chicago?
That's correct. You get 2 points. Maybe one time for one more. I'm going to keep up with the number of cards when we do it with Dalton.
Okay.
It's an even number of cards. The city Lombard Street claims to be the crookedest street in the world.
No clue.
Gathering place of the hippie movement in the 1960s.
Oh.
Home of the Golden Gate Bridge.
That would be San Francisco.
That is correct. That is where in this world.
And we'll be right back.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore.
Shop, save, and donate to the Habitat Restore.
And yes, we are open to the public.
And we keep 560 tons of materials out of the landfill. So be sure to donate your items to the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
WGNS powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Looking to go solar? MTE's Pro Solar program is committed to educating members on the process and helping them achieve their renewable energy goals. Learn more about Pro Solar and your free consultation at mte.com/prosolar.
Alan Butcher was one of many local residents who only went to Adams Place.
Of course, Adams Place, in my mind, is the premier senior care facility. Not only in Murfreesboro, but in the immediate area. We're very happy here and so glad we came.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, nothing like the old music box freezing up on you here. Well, at least it'll get a rest here for a few minutes. It's 7:42 as we come up upon 7:43. Wrapping up the Wake Up Crew here for a Wednesday hump day. Saying good morning to our friends over at the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, the SROs in particular. Now, get this. The week after school was out, that was last week, first full week out, what do? Well, they put on the annual Junior Deputy Academy for rising sixth graders, and we did a story about that. They had a lot of fun with that, had the drone out, did lots of cool things, and hats off to the Sheriff's Department SROs. Good neighbors today, and they'll receive flowers as a recognition of their hard work from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. So if you see some of those really muscular SROs that are in their, you know, deputy uniforms with a flower in their ear, you'll know that they got the flowers today. I bet they won't do that, though, do you?
No.
Probably not. So that's our good neighbor of the day today, and you're listening to the Wake Up Crew powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. They have an EV Ready program that offers $50 bill credits for home EV charging setups. So you can find out more about that at driveev.com.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Well, I think it's no secret here. I'm the owner of multiple dogs, right? My hobbies include constantly asking what's in your mouth and never peeing by myself.
Replay.
The facts of life. The facts of life.
There are many other things that you could add to that, like we've talked about never eating alone.
Yeah. Hurry up.
Yeah. Having to...
I have to go stay because I have to open the screen door before he goes out. Uh-huh. Or he wants to jerk out. And I have to say, stay.
Mm-hmm. So every time I walk out the back door, even if Rosie knows that when I'm getting ready to go, she can tell, apparently, because she goes right into the crate. So she goes in there. I turn the radio on so there's noise in the house. And what does Skeeter do? Oh, he starts running in circles and jumping up and down. He thinks he's going to get to go every time the door opens. And he just doesn't get it. So I have to tell him, stay. And if I don't say stay, he will dart out the door every time. And then he just sits there, his little self at the door, looking up at me like, please.
Well, who started that? I let him go with you somewhere.
Oh, you don't take chipper places?
Not much.
Wow, you're a mean dad.
I take
stay
him to
the, home in prison.
I take him to the vet. I take him to Paws, and I'll get him ice cream. That's about it.
We had a dog that only went to the vet, and it was a miserable car ride because that's where they knew they were always going. So,
well, my knees are so bad now, I can't chase him down if he gets to running. So I limit that. I let the girls take him walking and stuff, and I'll go up and down the street just a little bit, but not much. But there's also some other things you say that aren't you didn't bring up. How about this sweet little ladybug? He's a sweet little baby. She's a good girl. You do that too, I know. Oh, come here, little skeeter, you little buddy.
You know, I was talking to a little bit, you know, and I was holding her last week. I said, you know, who's a good girl? And I kept thinking in the back of my mind, this sounds like I'm talking to the dog.
I know.
Did you ever have that thought?
Yeah.
And I said it out loud, and they, Dalton and Megan, just, I don't know if they like that or not.
Now, I love him in the morning when he cuddles up to me. Yeah. Boy, that's, can't beat it.
It's about time for that mid-morning nap for you, isn't it?
No, I'm already doing that.
Oh, well, but with him cuddled up. After the show, isn't that what you usually do?
Yeah, I go home. If I'm not playing golf or something, I'll just cuddle up with him.
Well, enjoy that.
This is such an exhausting job.
I know. It can be. Well, we'll get out of here with our song of the day. Continuing our list of actors who have had hit songs, this is